It's Thursday, December 1st, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Monday, officials in India's northern state of Uttar Pradesh arrested 9 pastors on false charges of conversion activities. A local pastor was hosting a wedding reception for his daughter and son-in-law when police raided his home, confiscated Bibles, and made the arrests. Authorities arrested the newly married couple as well, claiming the reception was a conversion program. A Christian leader in the area told International Christian Concern what it's like for them under the state's anti-conversion law. He said, quote, "More than 200 churches were shut down in the last few months, and 52 pastors and Christians are reeling in the prisons across the state of Uttar Pradesh," end quote. M&R Consultants, a research company, has done the first survey of religious affiliation in Central America. The study paints a picture of the rise of evangelicalism and the fall of Roman Catholicism there. Central American populations identified as 37% evangelical, 32% Catholic, and 29% unaffiliated. Over 60% of Central Americans grew up Catholic, but nearly 30% have left Catholicism. Evangelicals were 3 times more likely than Catholics to participate in church activities on a regular basis. Singapore's parliament decriminalized sodomy on Tuesday. However, lawmakers also amended their constitution to prevent courts from legalizing faux homosexual marriage. The move comes as other countries in Asia, like Taiwan, Thailand, and India, have been giving legal ground to people living sexually perverted lifestyles. Home Affairs Minister Kay Shanmugam said, quote, "We will try and maintain a balance to uphold a stable society with traditional heterosexual family values, but with space for homosexuals to live their lives and contribute to society," end quote. James 4, verse 4 says, "You adulterous people, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God." Last Thursday, France's National Assembly approved legislation to make killing unborn babies a constitutional right. The proposal will also need to pass in the country's Senate before going to a national referendum. French lawmakers also increased limits on abortion from 12 to 14 weeks of pregnancy this year. Meanwhile, in the United States, the Senate passed the Disrespect for Marriage Act on Tuesday by a vote of 61 to 36. 12 Republicans voted with Democrats in favor of making homosexual faux marriage a right in federal law. The Senate rejected 3 amendments to the law to protect religious liberty. The bill now heads to the U.S. House of Representatives. Republican Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma voted against the bill and warned of its consequences for religious liberty.
"What it really does is it silences any individual who may disagree and discourages any faith-based entity from cooperating with government. To say, if you want to be able to partner with the state in any area, you probably aren't welcome here because you don't share the same beliefs."
Dr. James Dobson, host of Family Talk, called it, quote, "the darkest day for religious liberty in America," end quote. Christian doctors have succeeded in challenging Biden administration mandates that would have forced healthcare workers to participate in transgender procedures and abortions. Back in August, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals blocked the mandates. The Biden administration had until November 25th to appeal, but it did not. Luke Goodrich with the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty welcomed the administration's inaction. He said, quote, "The administration has declined to appeal to the Supreme Court of the United States, meaning this win is final," end quote. And finally, Isaiah 41 verse 10 was the most shared verse on the YouVersion Bible app this year. The verse says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." The app has brought the Bible in 1,900 languages to 545 million devices. Cuba was the country with the biggest increase in Bible engagement, while Europe and Africa were the regions with the fastest growth in engagement. Also, Ukrainian language Bible engagement reached an all-time high across European countries. YouVersion founder Bobby Grunewald said, quote, "In the middle of what's likely the most difficult time of their lives, they're turning to the Bible for comfort, peace, and hope," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 1st in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.